Emily Hughes has just joined us on the live line. She grew up in Agua Caliente, California, which is a small town in the Sonoma Valley. Her poems have been published in a great number of journals and magazines, including the Sacramento News and Review, as well as in the anthology Burning the Little Candle, an anthology of writing from the faculty and staff of American River College's creative writing program, which I think just about breaks the record for number of words in the title of a book. Emily Hughes is a Davisite. She earned an MA in creative writing from UC Davis, and now she's on the faculty at American River College, where even I have taught a class. One of my favorite local poets, I'm really looking forward to hearing her read and also to introducing her to all of you. Emily Hughes, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, and I'm actually on campus at American River College.
Because so. you're teaching all the time as a community college professor.
Yes.
The last time you were here, it was with David Merson, and we were talking about the work that you and others have also done to recruit great poets to Sacramento and helping to further establish Sacramento as an important poetry capital in California.
Yes, and we're also, you know, reaching out to the region as well, and we'll be, speaking of summer words, we'll be doing it again this year, and we're just starting to discuss it again. So
that's great. So you're thinking about what sort of poets to recruit.
Yes. Yes. We're in the recruiting process, and we're hoping to get more of the community involved as well. So we're excited about that. And, yeah, I'm happy to be here at American River College, and it's wonderful to be among other teachers who are also poets and writers. So I feel very lucky to be here. And speaking of that, I'm really excited to and honored to perform with Tracy Gordine.
Yeah, isn't she terrific?
Yes. And it's appropriate that she's also, you know, performing before the Beat Conference this weekend, because there's just so much beauty and music in her poems. She's a great performer.
Absolutely. I was just talking about this with a friend earlier about how she really connects with an audience and a tremendous amount of charisma and empathy. And it's just fun to watch her perform. And then, like you, she's also very talented. And so it's a terrific evening of poetry when we get the two of you together to perform something.
Yes. It'll be fun. Yeah. And we've talked about it, and we're both looking forward to it. And I know Tracy, I've been in a class where she's taught, you know, and she brings that same charisma and power into the classroom. And, you know, in my teaching, you know, I try to see that as an artistic practice as well, and try to bring that passion to the students. You know, if there are any students out there, you know, UC Davis students who are thinking about coming out and seeing us, you know, I love to talk to students of poetry and writing, and maybe some people who are thinking about getting into it. So,
absolutely. Well, we're chatting with Emily Hughes this afternoon. She's one of the featured poets tomorrow evening at the Poetry Night Reading Series. She'll be reading with Tracy Gordine, and both Emily and Tracy are professors at American River College. Now, Emily, I know that you teach a lot of classes, and your commute has grown recently because you've moved back to Davis. Welcome back. I'm wondering.
Thank you.
Sure. How is it that you keep room in your busy life as a writing teacher to attend to your own writing and also to leave room for creativity, inspiration, discovery, influence, all the things that we need as poets?
Well, it's always a balancing act, you know, and I think being a writer and being a creative person, you know, our everyday lives, we can notice those things and allow those times to come in to our lives. And, you know, there are stages in our lives where we may be doing one thing more than the other. And I certainly have times where I wish I would just sit down all day and write poems, but I can't do that. So,
right.
you know, but I also love teaching, and, you know, I try to open my eyes to all the possibilities of things that can go into my poems. And sometimes I may notice something, you know, even, you know, walking to and from class that I might put in a poem. And sometimes I think we keep ourselves from noticing those things. One of the great pieces of advice I got when I was first writing was, you know, look out the window. You know, look around you, because, you know, on the street, you know, in those places where you don't think you might find poetry, there it is.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're definitely going to find poetry tomorrow evening at the John and Sulis Gallery at 8 o'clock. Are you bringing some of your new neighbors to your performance tomorrow?
I don't know, perhaps, if they've... I've met some of my neighbors, but not all.
Well, I've got some flyers for you to to tape to their doors.
Yeah,
so inclined.
And I'm glad to be back in Davis, and this will be a nice commemoration of that, I suppose. And I'm looking forward to seeing my friends of Davis, and also my new friends in Sacramento and American River College. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
Okay.
Well, Emily Hughes, great job. Thank you very much. And we will converge again tomorrow evening at the John and Sulis Gallery, 521 First Street. The show starts at 8 o'clock. People should come early because there will also be an open mic list where their names can be appended. And we will enjoy some performances, some of them musical, tomorrow night at the open mic. And then there will be an after party at a location to be announced at the event itself. Emily Hughes, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you. See you soon.
Take care.
Bye.